Next case, please.
The next application is 11,921. Renta Reina Jr. seeks variances from the rear and front yard setbacks, sections 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Coonden Road, approximately 1,198 feet north of Shawnee Road. The 911 address is 11226 Coonden Road, Greenwood. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 430, Map 3, Parcels 1.08, 1.09, and 1. Specifically, they're requesting a 6.4-foot variance from the front yard and a 7.8-foot variance from the rear yard. Received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Donald Miller, 26720 River Road, Seabird.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And I've got a copy here of your responses to the standards for granting a variance, if you need to.
Mr. Reina owns three parcels of land, and what he would like to do is put this house on this parcel, in other words, extend this parcel. This is an existing tax map line right now. This house has been there well before Mr. Reina acquired these properties, but the variance, regardless, has to be looked at for some unknown reason. But we're asking for variance for this backyard setback, and it's been determined that this is the front yard of this house. So there's a variance being requested for this and that. And thirdly, is this driveway has been in use for both these homes long before Mr. Reina purchased this property, but we couldn't get 50 feet between this house and this line. So they're also asking for a small variance here to allow this house to use an access easement. Since it's been in existence, there definitely isn't any effect on the neighborhood. We're not asking to change anything to the neighborhood at all. We're simply asking for these three small variances.
Can you address the other standards for granting a variance, Mr. Miller?
Well, number one, the homes existed prior to the purchase of this property. Presumably, they were granted building permits some time ago, and certainly not Mr. Reina's obligation to see that they were placed there according to setbacks at that time. This request of this variance certainly doesn't affect any future development since the homes already exist there. And if you required that the homes be moved to meet the proper setbacks, that would be a substantial financial burden on the owner. Again, the problem was not created by the applicant. As I mentioned earlier, without giving the dimensions, the home on parcel one, which is the rear home, was to have a 30-foot front setback. It's only 23.6 feet, and the home on the front home, the one closest to Coonden Road, requires a 20-foot rear setback. It's only 12.2 feet. The 50-foot wide easement, as I mentioned, did not have 50 feet between the home and the sideline, so that's only going to be 44.17 feet wide. As I already spoke on item four, it does not alter the character of the neighborhood. As far as I know, there have been no complaints. Had one gentleman ask about what was going on there. It was explained to him, and he had no problem with it. So the first variance is for 6.4 feet, and the second one with the rear setback is 7.8. And then on the width of the right-of-way of along that portion that goes by the house is only 5.8. And the Mr. Rainey doesn't want it, is not asking for any changes for anything out there.
Okay. So we're looking at parcel one, a request for a 6.4-foot variance. Parcel two, request for 7.8-foot variance. And on the easement, a request for 5.83-feet variance.
The Planning Commission can actually address the right-of-way issue. That does not actually have to come before the Board of Adjustment.
Okay.
So we got
why are we here?
For
why
the
does
setbacks.
This gentleman have to pay $400 for something he didn't do?
Because he bought the property.
Yeah, I guess so. But if it happened to you, though,
I know.
I don't think you'd be happy.
Sir, can I ask you a question?
Sir,
did you say you were going to move that house?
No, sir. It
moved the property line.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say to move any.
But this is a separate parcel, and we're running this line down here.
Oh, okay.
Like so. So that would be on that parcel after the
I misunderstood
line
you
adjustment stuff.
I misunderstood you.
So both homes were non-conforming, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And which was, they were existing before your client bought the property,
that's
correct?
That's
correct, yes. Okay. And all he's doing is moving the property line to separate the two houses there, or to bring the forward property line, the north property line, back to the existing property line behind the first house.
Yes, that the line between the two houses is an existing tax map line, yes.
So you're just going to make from that out to the road, Coonden Road,
that'll
one
be
parcel?
One parcel, yes.
Okay. So all this was pre-existing?
Yes,
except for the fact you're moving the line all the way.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure I understood.
Are there any questions from members of the board?
I've got some, Mr. Mills. How old are the homes?
I do not know. I should have looked that up. I don't know.
And looking at this survey, it's very busy. So, I can appreciate the challenges that you, as the surveyor, probably had in designing this. It was a little, from my standpoint, it was a little difficult to follow. And presuming that the subdivision part of this, because it looks like there's going to be three new lots created out of, your client owns three parcels now, and he's carving out, looks like three new lots out of some combination of all of that.
Well, it's,
and he's moving some lot lines around too, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I presume there's going to be an application before the Planning and Zoning Commission regarding those subdivisions, correct?
They have already reviewed it and given approval as a concept plan.
Okay.
And begging your pardon, there really would be a creation of four lots. Lot number one is coming out of parcel number one, part of parcel number one.
Okay.
And part of parcel 109. These dashed lines on this busy drawing are the existing tax map.
So lot one is essentially landlocked, but it has an easement to Coonden Road now.
That's correct. It's being created.
Understand.
But it will have, its access will be this new easement to Coonden Road, yes, sir.
All right. I thought that was the case, but I was trying to It was, there's so much, so many lines, other things in here, I was trying to make sure I understood it correctly, so. Have there, as far as you know, have there been any complaints from neighbors about the existence of those homes? Where they're located?
I only had one neighbor contact that I've been in contact with, who I believe is Lawrence Green. I believe that's the gentleman that's came or talked to me about it, but he just wanted to know what was going on. After it was explained to him, he says, I have no complaints with that.
Are there, there's not a shared septic or anything like that with these homes, is there? They've each got their separate septic systems and whatnot?
I can't answer that. I do not know. I'm pretty sure they both have individual.
Okay.
I don't believe there's a joint one, but I can't answer that truthfully.
Okay. Well, again, those are probably questions better for the commission than the board anyhow. Okay, I don't believe I have any other questions. Thank you.
So the existing driveway is going to take care of the new lot? The existing driveway is going to do all your parcels, your new ones?
Those two parcels, those two homes.
Yes.
It's been serving them for however long these homes have been there now. It's not a new driveway. It's been there for...
Okay.
Ever since the homes were. But that's all that access serves, really, will just really for lot one, although the family on this new made parcel will be using, it'll be two families using that same access way, yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion. Again, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve case number 11,921 for the following reasons. It is an odd-shaped lot. It's been there for a while. This is necessary to make this branch necessary to enable use of this property. It was like that when they bought it. And I guess you're changing the lot line, which is causing the problems. The variance is not altering the character of the neighborhood and will not impair adjacent properties. There's a variance, there's a minimum variance that will afford relief and is the least modification to make it work.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
I would second that and add just that the existing dwellings are already non-conforming.
Very well. And by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons stating. Therefore, by a vote of 3-0, case number 11,921 is approved.